Students in fourth grade at Crystal River Elementary School wrote these This I Believe essays to share with the community. Please enjoy.
My name is Jenna. I believe success comes after failure. This may get you thinking, what? Why? But I believe that failing pushes us to work harder. As my friend, Maddie, slumped down next to me in the shade of the dugout, she snuck a bite of her sandwich. She was exhausted and sad because we all had just worked very hard and lost in a very big game of softball. We had another game after the one we had just lost. Even though it might be an opportunity to win, we all thought we had a better chance of getting hit by a bus than winning the next game. But our coach thought otherwise. He believed we could win if we really tried. But he saw we were all feeling down, so he announced, "If we win this next game, I'll get you all slushies from 7-Eleven. He pretends sipped an imaginary slushie in his hand. We all sat up a little straighter, invigorated by the promise of an icy sweet treat. "Slushies," I whispered to Maddie, leaning into her on the dugout bench. Now, here I am, on first base, last inning, and our best batter is up. Here's my chance at a slushie, I think to myself. If we got one more out, it was over. In other words, no slushies. The pitcher wound up. A loud sound startled me. "Strike one," boomed the umpire. When he said that, my heart skipped a beat. Another pitch, another strike. Last strike or a loss. One false move and we lose. Crack, a sound I knew and loved, especially at that moment. The ball was hit, so I started to sprint toward second, then third base. It was me whom my team was depending on. The ball was getting thrown out of the outfield to the third baseman and then to the pitcher. I knew I had to slide, so I got as close as I could and I slid. What else could I do? My team was waiting nervously. I felt my foot hit the base and a glove touch me. At that moment, I heard the umpire call, "Safe!" I had saved the game. "Slushies! 7-Eleven, here we come." Just as I walked into the dugout, I heard cheering, and they were cheering my name. It was awesome. Driving to 7-Eleven, I thought to myself that we had just won the game. That feeling that we felt earlier had vanished. The feeling of disappointment and sadness was gone. It felt like 200 pounds had just been lifted off my shoulders. To some people, I had just won a softball game, but to me, I had learned something very valuable. I learned success comes after failure. I believe success comes after failure. Although failure is the opposite of success, I'm glad that we lost the first game because without that extra push from the emotions and our coach seeing us sad and down, we might never have been able to feel that later success. We all experience these moments of failure. For example, grades on the test that you didn't want push you to work harder than you did last time. A good time on your swimming laps, but not good enough. Getting a triple but wanting a grand slam all pushes to work harder. Some people call it luck, but I call it sticking with it. Failure is a very big key to success. Like I have said before you started reading, it is important and it pushes us all to work harder. This I believe.
This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.